been informed this and encouraged and inspired. Thank you so much for Miss Daniels and Jackie and Javon. Thank y'all so much. Thank you for sitting in. And I just want to make an announcement that the Radio Cab Turkey Project is resuming its holiday dinner deliveries the week of Christmas on December the 17th. If you are a family in need or know of a family in need, want to make a donation, check. The website is radiocabfoundation.org. The Coalition of Black Trade Union meets second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the American Federation County and Municipal Employee William Lucy Building, located at 6025 East Burnside here in Portland. And our next meeting will be December the 13th. So thank you so much for all of your attentiveness and to all of your remarks. Holla!
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 3rd Annual International Human Rights Day, December 10th at 6 p.m. at the SEIU building in Portland. International Human Rights Day is a day of solidarity and remembrance of people all over the world who continue to be oppressed by human rights violations. Those who are systematically marginalized, disappeared, imprisoned, and killed. This event features a report back from solidarity trips taken to the Philippines in the summer of 2016, cultural presentations, and more. Again, that's the 3rd Annual International Human Rights Day celebration, December 10th at 6 p.m. at the SEIU Building, 6401 Southeast Foster Road in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Good evening. This is Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. Tonight, you'll hear the Uhuru Sasa Cultural Club annual poetry share that was held in October at the Oregon State Penitentiary. Before the event, I spoke with the performers about their poetry and with the event MC, Harold Jones, who talked about this year's poetry share.
Today is our poetry slam presented by Club Uhuru Sasa here, which is a cultural club for African American. It's inclusive so that we have all people of all races. As a club, we try to better individuals here in prison that want to change their lives. And so the poetry event is just one of the activities that we put on yearly, and we invite outside guests to come in and do poetry, as well as we allow the whole population here in the prison to come and share their poetry as well, and just come together and try to have a good time. The theme for today is What Matters. So we kind of tried to give everybody a theme. Hopefully everybody stays on topic. So people are going to be talking about what matters to them in their poetry.
My name is Steve Gandy, and I'll be doing a piece on what matters. And it deals with various aspects of life and the way we relate to them. There's aspects that have affected my life and affected others, and some of the things that many of us here go through behind the walls. Loneliness, mental health, your physical health, away from family, keeping yourself together.
Our first poet coming up with the poem named What Matters is Stephen Gandy.
What matters, what matters, what matters? Will you still love him when your health isn't so good, or your body don't work like it should? What matters? When your wife or your girl is out late at night, and the next day on the phone you fuss or fight? What matters? When your kids are out there acting a fool, and they may not even be going to school? What matters? When denied by the board, and you may feel like taking a cord? What matters? will you still love him when all seems a loss, or you may be fired by your boss? What matters when nothing's going right and your bills may be out of sight? What matters when it seems you're in a valley or you're sleeping in an alley? What matters? Will you still love him when? What's that, young lady? What's that you ask? What's that, young man? What's that you ask? What matters to me? What matters to me is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
And your name?
James Clark. My poetry is, for the most part, abstract. The concept, I guess, comes from years spent in solitary confinement, contemplating freedom and what it means to be free. So I came into prison when I was really young. I had a lot to learn. And so over my first 12 years or so, I spent maybe 7-8 of them in the hole. Writing poetry has been a great form of catharsis for me pretty much my whole life, especially, you know, during the solitary confinement times when, you know, I was struggling with all of these very difficult existential issues. I guess paradox that I discovered in the hole is that I felt freer than I've ever felt anywhere else in life, confined to a cell for 24 hours a day, no contact. And I spent years thinking about that and why that was. And I came to realize at some point that freedom is just acceptance. Just getting rid of attachments and just accepting life, accepting everything for what it is. That's the cost of freedom. And so more than anything, I would say that's the spirit of my poem today.
Coming to the stage next is James Clark.
As I mind the mind to find what matters, I find in mine, it's mind that matters. Since we mind what matters in nothing, never minded, ever mattered. But rather, it was only potential. Protons, neutrons, quarks influenced through electrochemical signals sent through synapses from cell to cell because they felt compelled. And so if they sell us cells, it's only because we sell ourselves on the cell itself. To hell with cells. To hell with hell. They're just stories we tell ourselves. Allegories like what matters. I think, therefore I am. Or tales of Maya like space and time or racing minds and plans. Damn. You know, they say God laughs when we plan in. This isn't poetry. It's stand-up. No stanzas. And no, Dorothy, we are not in Kansas. Not anymore. Welcome to Oz, where cowardly lions follow yellow brick roads to irredeemably lost causes and top dogs get knocked off by paper tigers laid bare and oh my. Yeah, oh my. Oh my God, forsaken hope, abandon ye who enter epicenter, heart of winter, cold nights. And as these seasons creep by like they're thieves in the night, I'm seeing the light and why large and small all know the frostbite of the jaws of life. This isn't black or white, chromosome X or Y, heterosexual or bi. It's a question of why we always section the pie. And the thesis is that we'll never see peace until we see that each piece is cut from the same matter, and that's really what matters. Because after lifetimes spent in cages, pondering life's more attractive, I'm faced with the fact that we're all only captives to our own attachments. So if I'm so blessed with expressions to leave one impression, just one, it's that freedom in its purest essence is sheer acceptance. And in respect to the club hosting this session and its guests and all its members present, it feels only right that Nina Semai and Keith Swahili, and please help me out if you feel me. Uhuru. Uhuru. Asante sana, everybody. Thank you very much.
Okay, so coming next to the stage, another poet, OSP. Where's So at?
I'd like to dedicate this piece to the Syrian refugees, to all the mothers, and the fathers as well, but especially the mothers, my mother. It's titled Homage to Her Feet. She could have killed the seed that sprouted inside her belly the 9 months it took before it was born. She could have wished for a miscarriage. She wouldn't have to go hungry to nourish its roots. In return, the sun gave her pain and contraction, saliva, vomit, and urine. But she wrapped her precious treasure in delicate sarong, carried him through war-wounded soil, her feet worn and torn from dirt, rocks, hills, and mountains, from twigs, thorns, foliage, and forests. She could have left them on the side of the road when rebels gave chase. Instead, she left behind her culture and tradition. I was that child that she embraced. 7,500 miles across the ocean, her feet paled and bled from sand, salt, reefs and rivers, from shrubs, marsh, broken glass and asphalt. A story is told of a prostitute bowing at the feet of the Messiah, weeping and wiping them with the hair of her head, kissing the feet, anointing them with perfume. Billows of wasted tears flood the room. I am my mother's flesh and blood, locked behind concrete and bars, without the chance to wash the feet that carried me. The feet that are now aging with scales dry as the desert. The feet that have endured time and the elements. So I cry these words for all sons and daughters to ponder. Pay homage to your mother. Her feet are tired. Thank you.
I'm here with Dale Scott.
I'm a pretty good poet, and I also like to do artwork and singing. I like the fact that the Black Lives Matter movement is about people having voices about their opinions and their feelings that they've been, hiding for the most part, and they're able to express it in a positive fashion. It's been a long time where the voices of Black people have been pretty much suppressed. They didn't want to speak out on what they thought or what they felt, you know, because they was worried about the repercussions of what they said or what they thought. And nowadays, though, it's changed a lot, you know, in the times of people saying what's on their mind, what they're feeling, and you know, I think it helps out that people speak, you know, what's on their mind, what's in their heart.
Next, we got Dale Scott.
So I have a little passage I want to read called Black Lives Matter. By admission of my own misinterpretation about what I used to think life was, I share this passage of information. I have learned how to observe instead of evaluate, to preserve peace and protect life instead of glorifying violence through ignorance, which once governed my life, which led down a path of destruction. I clearly see that we all have ended up along the road more commonly traveled than should be by our people, such as incarceration, black-on-black crimes, violence, lack of education, not being informed, or worse than not being informed, being misinformed. I feel it is my duty as your brother man to enlighten the heavy-hearted and lift the conscious mind of my kind so that we all see through a clear lens the depictions of today's reality and what it means for the strong Black man of today's society here and abroad. Take time out to notice the effects of our actions and the way that we project them to others, our children, our nieces, our nephews, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, and others. Observe the best of us, so let your light shine as much as possible for the newer generation to come, so they will make better reservations for their lives. Let's help them to become positive, permanent fixtures of life. The likes of Martin Luther King, W.E. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, Muhammad Ali, Marcus Garvey, and countless others who agitated to liberate social change. When I say the system is unjust, when I say the system is and does control us, when I say the system has failed us, when I say the system has derailed us, believe me when I say there's truth in it. However true this may be, I can't help but think how unjust it would be of me not to address also the many afflictions which declared on ourselves, because the self-afflictions we place on ourselves, which drive us further and further apart on a daily basis, are far more tragic than anything else we may ever have to face or experience, because these wounds I speak of are self-inflicted. What we do or what we neglect to do as a whole today will determine the quality of life that we all have to live and endure tomorrow. It matters to me, and I hope it matters to you, because Black Lives Matter.
And your name?
Michael Marks, a.k.a. Maniac.
Talk about your performance.
It's called From Nothing to Something. First poems I wrote a long time ago in IMU. It's an intensive management unit for the bad boys. It's solitary confinement, IMU. Yeah, write poetry, just write your thoughts, like kind of a journal. Just put them together the best way you can.
And what's today's piece about?
It's from when I was a kid, from when I had a really troubled childhood, thought about suicides, and just had a really troubled life. And coming from nothing to, even though I'm in a really messed up spot in life, I still see the light and expand my mind. And even though there's a lot of barriers and trials and tribulations, I've became something that I never thought I would be possible. When you express yourself, when you ain't got nobody else, like when you're in the hole or IMU or wherever, you're solitary, you're all by yourself. So when I read something a long time ago, it said, I can't love you if I can't love myself, and I can't help anybody else if I can't help myself. So it helps me by expressing myself and going through all the mistakes that I made and overlooking what I done did wrong and expanding myself and bettering myself through growing through that. So that helps me. So hopefully it'll help somebody else.
Next coming to the stage, I got Michael Marks with the poem called From Nothing to Something.
I'm going to step outside of the norm, going out on a limb to unabashedly speak the real about the way that I feel. Doing my best to afford you a facileless glimpse through the window of my troubled soul. I'm far from the best poet, and I know it, but I do my best to scribble forth soul-bearing prose from the left side of my chest. I feel as if I've been cursed since birth. As a kid, I used to pray for death and visualize my body getting carted off in a hearse. Without a doubt, I believe the fates have been steadily plotting on me since way back then. I swear it's like for the longest I've been stuck on stupid, continuously bashing my head against the wall again and again and again. It ain't no secret, I got scars on my heart. My blood pump had been shattered, taped together, and then torn back apart. Truth be told, I know what it feels like to get quickly left behind, like a stank-ass fart. All I've ever known is hard knocks and struggles. Yep, the tears I done shed could definitely fill a whole bunch of puddles. But know that I desire pity from no man. While striving through the pain and the flames, I done transformed into something akin to He-Man. Amidst these trying, tumultuous times, please believe I done devised a masterful plan. Can't is no longer in my vocabulary. To hell with the naysayers and let my unruly past be damned. Cause when I conjure it up in my mind, my future looks ever so grand. All I know now is yes, I can. Yes, I can.
And I'm here with Michael Mazzi. What are you performing?
This is the content related to me, would be to hold on to what matters, being locked up and being incarcerated. So I try to hold on to myself, and a lot of the content of the poem I'm going to perform today is all based on that, and trying to always hold on to your inner child or anything that makes you you, because you're here to be in a place of reform and to do a change for the better, but also don't want to lose yourself in the process. So it's dealing with that and being losing your freedom and coping with the realities of being away from your loved ones and just a lot of just passion that you have to deal with. It's kind of forced out of you when you have to write it out. It becomes a lot more relevant and a lot more intuitive than you think when you actually put it on pen to paper. So I figured I'd come up and perform it and, you know, speak from the heart.
Next coming up, we got Michael Mazzi with the poem called What Matters.
This poem's about what matters to me, and what matters to me is usually holding on to yourself in an environment that tries to tear you down. In between places of stone and time, I've seen to find what matters. Though sometimes it's hard with my freedom shattered. Now I hold on to my ambition that was tattered. And positive thoughts slowly become scattered, though there's no wind to take it away. So every day I strive to find a way to fight my decay, praying my inner child doesn't fade, though there's less of him every day. Does that matter? Well, wait, let me shift thoughts from the common pattern and dig for the real value of true matters. Though what really matters when emotions are collabing with static from living with these sporadic nocturnal living addicts. I must be experiencing cranial drama with no padding. Cause it's causing the expression of suppressed freedom, cause I've had it. So I'll be the first to put my hands up, because that thirst for no pain is reason to fill cups. And street living, like war trenches, reason to feel stuck. Well, I believe I received enough. So soon, I'll be given a second chance. Another chance, clattered through decadence. Objective goals I put in prominence, so I hold them high. Though transparent through villainous eyes, you can't dispute my willingness to divide a mind fueled with drive by those who despise. But they can't stop me. And no, they will not hold me. They can only behold thee, who walks in greatness, then transcends to a stasis that's weightless. Ideals of a society that labels me forsaken, hell bent on bending me, though it only awakens ambition, integrity, tenacity, and a hate for conformity. But I guess that's a hate for reality. Seems everybody's aiming for the same. Vote is out, and money is the new god of kings. Well, how about value and just being me? And independence is key. An idea that these days tends to sting. Just deranged lunacy, looking for humility, losing grip on memories of old values with a new integrity. The system sometimes feels like it euthanized my youth. So now I verbalize in the truth, and what matters is proof. Sifting through this passion like traffic, collisions are induced from the conformist-infused practice. They want me to change me, but don't change me. But how strange, see? How do you be yourself and change yourself? Cause those intuitive illusions got me confusing, losing myself as a positive conclusion. What a nuisance. I say be who you are, and I'll be what I am. A real value that will truly transcend. Cause holding on to who you are, to me, is what matters when this ends.
So I'm here with LeVar Howard. Talk about your performance.
It's called Today and Yesterday. It's a slam, like all the way, like a poetry slam. I'm real active. And basically it's just about myself being here, you know what I mean? Like the mind trip of going through stages, being in prison, you know, the way it plays on your mind, kind of reminiscing, constantly going through the struggle of like being in the situation, like mentally, you know what I mean? Like trying to balance it out and figure things out in the beginning. And then trying to find out where you fit in. That would be like the second stage of it, just finding out where you fit in the place where it's divided into groups of people that really cast out, you know what I mean, people who have morals about themselves and are new. So that's the second stage of it. And then the third stage is just really kind of ends on a question. You never really get to figure that out. I'm a conscious rapper. So like putting this together, what matters, the poetry theme, and like getting guys to talk about themselves and how they can relate to it and stuff that's going on right now. And then taking from my poem that I made today and yesterday and just talking about myself, kind of evolving from a conscious mindset to the mindset of the prison, it was pretty easy. It's pretty simple. Because as a conscious rapper, that's pretty much our job, is to like take what we can out of bad situations and see how we can challenge people to struggle to do better, you know?
Next person coming to the stage, help with this event, LeVar Howard.
This piece is called Today and Yesterday. It's basically just about my experience in here. Moms, is that you? Are you really here right now? I stopped stone like timber. And the moment froze, I just slammed another pin down. She's gone. Vanished before my teary eyes. See, these images come and go for me like shimmers in a pond. How and why is a perfect example how demons, they creep in all forms. I could ask God why, but I wouldn't get no results. No solutions worth hearing. No drugs I don't already know. Nobody understands the thought process of a pistol packing unreligious criminal mischief like hip-hop did. Well, ish. Maybe that's why hip-hop's dead. I studied to myself in a small cell at the age of 13 things that Confucius said. Thought that when I grew up, maybe I could rule the world or fool the world like someone important did. My expressed ideas had brothers looking at me like I was a Jerry's kid. Because in the hood, these little brothers only want what older brothers allowed them to see. Fast money, fast whips with even faster women in the passenger seat of them. Everything that came in pleasure of the dope game and gangbang, but that wasn't enough for me. I wanted the world with the Loch Ness on a choke chain. Me and God answering to the same name. My mind's development was at the rate of capital punishment. I was Zulu surging ferocious, like praying on prey, like the lions of Savo. For now and never remorseful, I came into a happy home to relieve a family of the life they owned. I slug a chick's guts one time until she stripped out her soul. You looking into the eyes of a man you really don't even know. Just yesterday, I had a dream. I made the devil tongue my barrel and strip his pockets.
Could you realize how many times I cocked back the Beretta with grainless steel and just popped it at close range for your lack of knowledge? Screams I heard when I was begging me to just stop it. But I couldn't. Even if I wanted to stop cutting and shooting ish. Let's just get this over with, right? I mean, I wouldn't want y'all cracking and crumbling under the weight and pressure. Rhymes too thick. Writings you never smelt before. That's that poetic poet's real, ish. Passive aggressive. At least that's what the doc told me. Maybe that's why I smile in the face of dudes who entice so tough. Smack that homeless at 11 in a shelter. I'm drinking bottles of warm water with quarters hidden between my knuckles, hustling games of bloody knuckles to get me a sandwich. Cause the last one I had, me and my father had to split it. See, he didn't even understand it. He would do him and I would do me. This is only 2 years before I was in that small cell studying the art of war at 13. If you was me, would you believe in me? Strapped down on a medical bed, doctors telling you what you believe is make-believe. 9 years later, I'm in a prison beneath the prison for penalties I can't explain. I'm talking to the same make-believe voices. Like, is he shitting me? Like, who are you talking to, him or me? It doesn't really matter. We'll get to that later. Clearly, my mind was at an undeveloped stage of schemes, but to a scandalous crew, scandalous potential was all that they seen. A couple real words that hurt my grandmother's heart later, and I traded them my heart for their vengeance in me. Marked my skin and boiled my blood with the mark of their means. So now as I stand rarely because I ever get a chance to sleep, I think like, what's to happen to me in the chapters unseen? If life ever mattered, if anything matters, if my life matters, in the year 2016, today and yesterday, thank you.
And you are performing today, Harold. Tell us about your performance.
My performance is a poem I wrote. I write poetry every now and again. I guess it comes from my roots in rap music, so it comes pretty easy for me. Well, in rap music, my name is Luxury Jones. I have music on SoundCloud. People can check me out on SoundCloud.com, Luxury Jones. So we've heard from a lot of poets today, and so we almost to the conclusion of this thing. So what matters to me? They want me to speak to y'all on something that matters to me. I mean, Black Lives Matter, revolution and black power. Praying to black Jesus, hoping I don't die at the hands of a racist cop staring at their corrupt badges in the last and final hour. They ask, why my people so sour? Probably cause we know we've been getting lynched and slaughtered at the hands of the white man since before the Mayflower. Generations getting wilder and wilder. They shower the block with bullets with no regard for precious life. This world in which we live is so trife. So many trying to avoid reality, stumbling through life oblivious. Excuse my cliche, but high as a kite. If American dream tastes anything like sweet apple pie, I swear to God, I ain't never had a slice. I adopt this persona. Society calls it macho. According to Willie Lynch, traumatized, residuals, brainwashed to hate my own people. Hood mentality, I air you out or end your life for any form of behavior I deem as disrespectful. I followed the bread, crumbs. The game gave me on this prison pipeline like Hansel and Gretel. Behind bars feeling regretful. If I died in one of these cells today, how would my life matter? Because life is more than just going on social media, posting a post with the hashtag of Black Lives Matter. I've been on the front lines where y'all hide behind computers safe from the blood splatter. What matters to me? Getting out of prison so I can walk my little girl on her first day to school hand in hand across that street. Or watching my son score a point in his basketball game and looking at the sidelines and seeing me in the seats. Yeah, I teach him my philosophy. Play fair. Deal with both hands on the table. Have integrity and never, never lower yourself to a cheat. My legacy, my dynasty, the mark I leave on this world is what matters most to me. Thank you for coming to the 2016 Uhuru Sasa Poetry Event.
You have been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland and the Uhuru Sasa Cultural Club Poetry Share, held annually at the Oregon State Penitentiary. Thank you to Sean Harris for helping record the event, and a special thank you to Tanya Gouchard from the Oregon Department of Corrections. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs on the KBOO website at kboo.fm/program/Prison Pipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Thank you to our engineers, Danielle and Mike. Good night.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 3rd Annual Stumptown Soul Holiday Spectacular on December 10th at 8 p.m. at the Star Theater in Portland. The Stumptown Soul Holiday Spectacular is a benefit and toy drive for the patients of Shiner's Hospitals for Children in Portland. The concert and dance will feature performances by Ural Thomas, LaRonda Steele, Karen Lovely, Louis Longmire, and many more. Again, that's the 3rd Annual Stumptown Soul Holiday Spectacular on December 10th at 8 p.m. at the Star Theater, 13 Northwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kwoo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is currently hiring for the following three positions: Station Manager, Evening News and Public Affairs Director, and Director of Underwriting. To apply to one of these positions, send a cover letter and resume to hiring@kboo.org, or bring or mail your resume with cover letter to 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Please answer the following question: why is KBOO important? Open until filled. Interviews will begin around December 9th. No phone calls, please. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. For more information, go to kboo.org.
It's 7 p.m. here at KBOO Portland. It's time for Hard Knock Radio.